Hey everyone, I'm Courtney Gravenies, registered dietitian and exercise physiologist, and welcome to Courtney on Health's Health Bites, where I'll offer quick, realistic health tips that will hopefully help make your pathway to wellness just a little bit easier. How are you guys doing today? I hope you're doing well. It's a little soggy and rainy today, so always tough to get motivated on those days, but I hope you are doing well and feeling well. And if not, I hope your day gets better. So if you guys follow me, you know that I try to keep these segments pretty brief, usually under 20 minutes. Today's topic is going to be, since we're approaching the end of the year, I thought it would be timely to sort of on a very high level talk about some of the 2024 food and fitness trends that we may be seeing coming down the pipe. So they're gathered from, if you're familiar with these, it's typically gathered from a variety of different sources. So if you or hear something, you watch something or you read something, and it's like, well, wait a minute, that trend wasn't on the last list. It really does depend on the source, quite frankly. So it's not an exclusive list. I just wanted to sort of put a couple of thoughts out there regarding the ones that I've seen and provide some, you know, input and feedback on my thoughts on these trends. But they come from Forbes, they come from Data Central, they come from Food Navigator. They even come from, quite frankly, what they're seeing on TikTok trends. So the number of hashtags. So some of these are derived from the volume of interest that they're seeing on social media. So from a variety of different sources. So let's talk about the food ones first, some of the top food ones. Back in 2023, we did see that fermented foods were trending, and based on the data, that's exactly what we're seeing as we're approaching the year end of 2023. So gut health, in particular, fermented foods, so think kombucha. Yes, probiotics are in there as well. But think that whole, you know, not just probiotics, but the whole cycle of prebiotic, you know, probiotics, postbiotics are going to continue to be popular. And certainly what we know, making the assumption that there's an overall healthful diet at the base of that, if you include fermented foods in your overall, you know, good diet, it may help, you know, benefit you in terms of overall gut health, improving the gut microbiome. So I won't get into too much of the detail. We'll, as we move through the year, we can sort of peel back that onion a little bit more. But you can continue to see that fermented foods, with regard to improving gut health, will continue to be pretty popular. So I remember this one vividly, plant-based foods last year. And there was a concern that, yeah, they're made from plants, but they're ultra, ultra processed. So what we're seeing, at least what they're anticipating, and then in my opinion, I think this is fantastic, that there's going to be a move towards less processed plant-based foods. So, you know, and I'm just going to throw out an example. So maybe, you know, a push towards more legume, beans, tofu, which of course is minimally processed, and a move away from, let's just say, you know, chicken nuggets that are made from not chicken, but they're made from, you know, bean or corn or some combination. So, so I think that in my opinion, and from what I know and from the research, I think this is a far better move for those individuals trying to reduce red meat and try to include more plants in their diet, because I think it's questionable to move towards ultra processed, albeit plant-based foods. So I think this would be a very promising, really good trend if it is indeed what, you know, we'll see in 2024. So look for more of those less processed plant-based foods. healthier gluten-free foods. So years ago, there, because of an interest in individuals who wanted to minimize or eliminate gluten from their diets, they were seeking out, you know, gluten-free foods, which is certainly a choice that, you know, individuals can make. The problem was many of these gluten-free products that were available were quite frank, yes, they were gluten-free, but they were certainly not considered healthy foods that should be included as part of an overall diet, certainly not on a regular basis. So what they're anticipating for trends for the new year is that there's going to be sort of a new wave of these gluten-free foods. So yes, the gluten is, it's either made with gluten-free ingredients or the, you know, the product is such that the amount of gluten that's in it is negligible. And most importantly, they're really going to be healthier options for individuals who are trying, who choose to eat gluten-free. So again, that might be something to follow and to see what's going to happen there. High protein snacks and foods. So we won't even go into, for those of you who follow me, you know how I sort of try to, you know, offer different options, and snacking is not necessarily for everybody, but I do think the high protein, the focus on higher protein or trying to get some protein in a snack or meal is definitely something I'm seeing in my clients. And it appears that we will see more snacks available that have lower carbohydrate and maybe higher protein intake in them. Now that could be protein from, you know, it could be pea protein. It could be from nuts. It could be from legumes. It could be from, you know, it could be dairy protein. So it doesn't specify what type of protein, but we can expect to see some of these snack foods that might be a little bit higher in protein than they will be in carbohydrate. So the no added sugar or less sugar trend, which quite frankly is in my opinion, shouldn't just be a trend. It should be something that we're constantly striving, you know, and working towards. I want, and I offer up suggestions with regard to getting your palate used to less sugar. And there does seem to be a push, from the USDA and elsewhere to try and get manufacturers to gradually reduce the amount of sugar in foods to get individuals' palates used to very slowly a little bit less sugar. So I think that would be fantastic because I ultimately think that is the best move for overall health. I caution individuals from choosing either artificial or even some of the novel sweeteners because of their very, very intense sweetness and because they're just too new to really say what effect they have metabolically. So I think the move towards less sugar, so let us get used to things that are not so sweet, is a fabulous, again, I'm calling it a trend, but I'm hoping that it sticks around, you know, for a really long time. I can't imagine anybody who's listening to me right now who has not heard of any of the weight loss meds, Ozempic being one of them. So it is in all likelihood that in 2024, we will continue to hear about not only, you know, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, the new one is Zepbound. So this whole line of weight loss medications, we will continue to hear more about them, more research about them, side effects, and so forth. Hopefully we'll hear more about their availability. So stay tuned for that. If you are somebody who is interested or who wants to learn more about those weight loss meds, certainly that is not a topic that's going away anytime soon. So sustainability, just like in 2023, we're seeing consumers who really want to try very much to try and choose those foods, include those foods that to produce them, to grow them, have the packaging that's needed for them, exerts a much lower carbon footprint. So no different 2024, we continue to see interest, and it appears that that's not going away anytime soon, which of course is a great thing. In that mix, with regard to sustainability, would be focusing on food waste. So not just, you know, what we're bringing into the house, but how much are we wasting? So that's included in that sustainability umbrella as well. A push towards more well-rounded diets as opposed to super restrictive diets. So, you know, think Mediterranean diet, and I'm not saying that that's the only type of meal plan that's out there. There are lots of options, but I'm encouraged by this predicted trend that folks really want something that's a little bit more even, a little bit more balanced, not, you know, not complete food groups being clipped out. Even intermittent fasting, which I think has gained a lot of popularity, and quite frankly, for some people works, but I think most individuals are going to embrace this trend towards a little bit more even distribution of a variety of different whole, less processed foods. So look for that in 2024 as well. So moving on to fitness. Now, keep in mind, some of these trends overlap with last year's, and the American College of Sports Medicine will be coming out with their 2024 list of trends probably towards the end of December, and I'll be happy to report on their take on what they think is going to be trending. But group exercise or exercise with friends appears to be something that's gaining a lot of traction, which is fantastic, because if you've, you know, we hear about, and for me as well, how important it is to remove as many barriers to exercise as possible, develop a support system to keep you engaged. If you have a friend, a buddy waiting for you or meeting you to do whatever fitness, whatever activity it is you want to do, that helps keep you on target and focused. Same thing with a group class. You get to meet those people. It's very social. It's kind of nice, right? So you tend to see the same people over and over again, which creates this nice sort of warmer familial type atmosphere. So that pulls people in. So I get it. Gyms are expensive, but you can do some of these at-home sessions. I know it's not in person, but if the ability to get into a community center or a fitness center is not possible for you, then do consider some of these at-home group sessions where, again, they're not right there with you, but if it's something you're committed to and it's on your schedule every week, you might have a better chance of sticking with it. Wearable technology, just like in 2023, we're continuing to see that there might be a continued trend in people being interested in things, you know, everything from Apple Watches that monitor not just heart rate, but they're able to monitor, you know, patterns. They're sending EKGs. I mean, they're very sophisticated, and we're seeing no decrease in interest in the wearable tech world. We mentioned the group classes, but also since more and more people have the work from home ability, more and more folks are working out in their own homes if they have the space. So this trend in 2024 is suggesting that more individuals are going to develop these at-home workout routines. I know personally, I offer a class through the continuing education program through our school district where I live. I offered a four-week, you know, session. So each week I worked with the students, designed a program for them, specifically for them to do at home. And it utilized things like exercise bands, dumbbells, whatever they have. If they didn't have anything at home, we talk about using body weight. We talk about using empty milk cartons filled with milk jugs filled with water to create a dumbbell. So that trend to, I don't have a gym to go to, too expensive, or don't have the time, because time is a huge barrier. Time and money, two biggest barriers to exercise. So if you take those things out and you give people the scaffolding to create an exercise routine at home, they are more likely to stick with it. And apparently the trend is for that to continue into the new year, which I think is fantastic, because if you eliminate two of those barriers to exercise, it's just one more way to keep people in the loop and keep them interested with staying physically active. So as I said, more of these 2024 trends will come out from ACSM towards the end of the month. I will absolutely post them once I've got them. But this is it in a nutshell. Again, we're going to hear about adaptogens. We're going to hear about specifically different types of workouts, like Pilates is back, for example, but, you know, turned up, the volume turned up a little bit on it. So I think it's exciting. We shouldn't hang our hats on trends. I think it's interesting to present these so you all know what's on the horizon and where interest lies. But I do want to caution that just because it's trendy doesn't necessarily mean it's for you. Out of all of these things that I've listed, you could certainly have a very, very, healthful diet, a very healthy life, without having any of these trends on here. The one exception I would suggest is probably from the food group to try and choose less sweet foods, gradually reducing sugar intake. So that might be the one exception from the food group, from the fitness group. I think from a social perspective, exercising, doing anything fitness related, either in a group or with a friend or friends, has so many added benefits to it. But even with that, you can certainly lead a very healthful life without, following the trends. They're just suggestions. Maybe they'll motivate you. Maybe not. Maybe you've heard one of these. It's like, you know what? I'm doing that already. And that might be a positive reinforcement for you to continue doing what you're doing. The whole point, ladies and gentlemen, is to take the, even if it's the smallest step, whatever step that is, to improving your overall wellness, whether it's food related, fitness related, stress management, sleeping better, just the tiniest movement in the right direction is a move in the right direction and will benefit you overall. And that's what you're looking for. You want to make it reasonable. So think about some of these trends. Reach out to me. You guys know you can always send me suggestions, questions, topics that you might want to hear about. Go ahead and message me at CLG Wellness, and that's either on Instagram or on TikTok. You can always email me at clgwellness@gmail.com, or just follow me for tips, tricks, hopefully motivating ideas to keep you on that pathway to wellness. Follow me, nutrition, fitness, all of it is backed by science, not by fiction. Thank you so much for listening, and stay well.